Hello, my name is Ronnie Hall, and on behalf of the Seniors Ministry Committee and Pastor Brian Bolt, I am pleased to welcome you to the first episode of Senior Connect, a monthly podcast about our seniors ministry here at First Pres Columbia. And today I'm joined by Janet Altman.
Hey, Ronnie, good to be with you today.
Great to have you here with us. So our purpose here at Senior Connect is to provide news, event reminders, and helpful resources so senior adults and their families may fully benefit from and participate in seniors ministry here at First Pres. Janet, what do you think of our new podcast?
I think it's a great idea. I think it's going to be a great resource and a great opportunity for folks to tune in at their leisure and just hear what's going on. So I think it's great.
Let's look at this month's news and event reminders. On Saturday, February 8th, the Encouragers, that's our 50 years and older singles, will meet for breakfast in Jackson Hall. And what's the cost for that, Janet?
The cost is $5, which is very reasonable. Chef Rich and his team has a wonderful hot breakfast buffet worth $5 and then some.
Absolutely. I've been there a few times myself, and it is delicious. Our speaker will be Pastor Brian Bolt, and he's going to begin a new devotional series titled The 7 I Am Statements of Jesus. I'm looking forward to that. Are you?
I think it's going to be great. He's going to be talking about meeting with Jesus and who Jesus is through the Gospel of John. So it should be very informative and also very encouraging.
Next, Betty Cornegay Kneft, one of our members here, has offered to teach an art class on Wednesday afternoons beginning in late February. What kind of art class is that, Janet?
Well, Betty is a known artist, very good artist, and she's going to offer us some options. She can lead us in painting with acrylics or with watercolors or perhaps even with colored pencils. We're going to have a discussion about that. We're actually calling for a meeting, an informational meeting, on Wednesday, February 12th. So if you're interested in hearing about Betty's class and then maybe getting in on that, please join us Wednesday, February 12th at 1 o'clock in Lafitte Parlor. That'll be just following Wednesday at First here in Jackson Hall. So come with your questions and come ready to sign up for Betty's class.
So that'll be a sign-up and a Q&A session?
It will be on the 12th of February. And I think one thing about our seniors ministry is we've said from the beginning that we want to serve our seniors, absolutely. But we want to encourage them to serve others. And Betty is a senior member of our congregation, and she is so excited to share her gift, her talent, her artistic ability with the larger congregation. So this will be limited to adults, but I think it will be very beneficial for anyone who might just wonder, could I paint? Could I do something artistic? I think you can find out because Betty is a very experienced teacher.
Excellent. Next, the second annual Spaghetti Soiree will take place on Thursday, February 20th at 6 p.m. in Jackson Hall. What is a Spaghetti Soiree?
The Spaghetti Soiree is a title, a name that Pastor Brian Bolt brought to us from a previous pastorate where he served in a different church. And we had one last year. This is the second annual soiree. I was not a part of it last year, but I heard great things. So it's a chance, an intergenerational gathering. So we want our folks 50 and older, married or single, to come out on the 20th and meet our middle and high school students in our youth group here at the church. And Chef Rich will provide a beautiful Caesar salad and baked spaghetti primavera and a garlic bread for each table, and we'll eat family style around those tables. And our youth are going to provide some musical selections, and also they're going to serve us tiramisu for dessert. It should be a fabulous evening. And I believe we also have a special guest yet to be named who will say a few words that evening as well.
I'm excited about that soiree. That sounds like a great time. So moving on Friday, March 13th, First Pres will host Catawba Presbytery Senior Connect Day. So Janet, what is the Senior Connect Day?
In the past, the Catawba Presbytery has had a senior adult retreat. That was the name of it. And it was always a day retreat. And we decided to call it Senior Connect Day this year. This event has not happened for the last several years for different reasons. And we thought this was a good year to bring it back and to let First Pres be the host of this presbytery-wide event. We've mailed out invitations to all the ARP churches in South Carolina. And very excited that Dr. D. Ralph Davis will be our keynote speaker. We're also going to have a couple of panel discussions. One's about grandparenting, and one is about end-of-life issues, ethically speaking. And so I think it's going to be a great day for senior adults to come in from around the state to Columbia. And, of course, Chef Rich will provide a wonderful lunch, as well as our fellowship time and our speakers. So very excited about being the host of this Presbytery-wide event.
It sounds like a great event. I cannot wait to hear Dr. Davis again. And the theme for our Senior Connect Day is Finishing Strong, How the Gospel Enriches Our Later Years. So if this is an event that you'd be interested, or if you're interested in reserving your space for any of our other senior ministry gatherings, reservations may be made by emailing Janet Altman or calling our reservations line at 799-9062, extension 455. That number again is 799-9062 and extension 455. Now it's time for today's guest. Janet Altman joined the First Pres staff in May 2019 as Seniors Ministry Coordinator and has been busy coordinating all sorts of things. Last fall, we had a great response to the Lifelong Learning series, and many have asked if such a series will be offered again. The short answer to that question is yes, but Janet is here to elaborate. Janet?
Thanks, Ronnie. Yes, the attendance last year at the four seminars was very encouraging, and it confirmed what we believe to be true, that our senior adults and their families are truly lifelong learners, especially when the topic is related to their current season of life or that of a loved one. I was very pleased with the two speakers we brought in from the community, and we had four very knowledgeable FPC staff members who shared their expertise as well. Several people said you need to offer the Medicare seminar and the dementia course every year. So I'm looking into that for 2020. Now, speaking of the Dementia Dialogues course, that course takes 2 days. It's 5 parts, very detailed. And there were people who could not attend this past fall because they could not be there for 2 consecutive days. So I'm thinking about doing a modified dementia course, maybe a 3-hour class on a Saturday morning, 9:30 to 12:30, or even a weekday, 9:30 to 12:30. So we can just sort of sum it up a little more concisely and enable more people to be a part of that conversation. Because the main goal of the dementia course is to inform people so that they have concerns about themselves or a loved one or a neighbor or anyone that they could perhaps follow up with me and have a more in-depth conversation about their situation. Because I do have resources and connections and information that I could share one-on-one, which would not be appropriate in a group setting. So I'm thinking about offering a shorter dementia course in 2020, so more information about that later. I'm also looking into a speaker about grandparenting. We have quite a few grandparents in our church, and they want to be great, godly grandparents. And so I'm trying to figure out how we can address the issue of grandparenting. So we're looking into that. And also, someone recommended we have a speaker from the South Carolina Department of Consumer Affairs, because sometimes we encounter businesses or companies or people that try to get us to do business with them or buy their product, and we need to be able to make sure they are reputable and actually a legitimate company that's not trying to scam us or mislead us or take our money. So we're thinking about those things for the fall. So I'll have more information as we get into the year, but just be aware we will be having the seminars again in 2020, just not sure of the dates and times at this point. But if you have any ideas, if you're thinking, well, there's a topic that I would find very helpful, and very interesting, as I'm a senior adult or the adult child of a senior adult, please feel free to let me know, and we will look into those matters as well.
That's great. And Janet, what's one of the best ways to contact you?
The best way is email or a phone call. Those two are the top two. So I'm at the church office, and my email is like the rest of the staff. My first initial J, my last name Altman, J Altman, at firstpresscolumbia.org. And the number at the church is 799-9062. That's the main church number. And I am at extension 550. So a phone call or an email, or even speak to me if you see me at church Wednesday at First. I'll be glad to talk to you.
Great. Thank you.
And the other thing we want to mention is there's a couple of resources that are here that you may not be aware of. When we did the Computer 101 class this past December, we created, or we had Elena Dietrich create a church app tutorial. It's a small booklet. It walks you through exactly how to download the app onto your device and how to use it. So if you have any interest in having one of those little booklets, we do have those available. Just let me know, or let Pastor Bolt know, or let Ronnie know. We will get one of those app tutorial booklets to you. But yes, I think that there are people who would love to give their offering on the app if they can't be at church particular Sunday, or they want to register for an event, or any number of things they would want to do, or listen to sermon audio, listen to a message from our pulpit that they missed. And those things are all so accessible on the app. It's really a great way to know what's going on and to stay in touch with the church if you have to be away for some reason or unable to get to the services. Another thing I wanted to make you aware of is that we now have a seniors ministry page on the church website. So if you log on to the church website, which is firstpresscolumbia.org, and you click on the top where it says ministries, then a drop down will appear and you choose church ministries, then senior adults, and you will see information there about upcoming events, about regular events, about our resources. So do make yourself aware, make your friends aware that there is a senior adults page on the church website. And feel free to share that with friends and neighbors. We have so much technology and we want to use it wisely and we want people to have access to it. Now, there is nothing wrong with you saying, I don't do internet stuff. That's fine. Anything we talk about is available to you through regular U.S. mail and a hard copy form. Just let us know. We really do want to know how you prefer us to communicate with you. We want to know if you want that email or that postcard or that letter or anything. Let us know what benefits you. We want to keep the communication lines open. So I think between the podcast, this is the first episode of our Senior Connect podcast, and the use of the church app, and the senior adult page on the church website, these are ways for you to stay in the loop, for you to be in touch with what's going on so you don't miss something. So please feel free to reach out to myself, to Pastor Brian Bolt, to Ronnie Hull, and let us know if there are things that you need from us. We want to do that for you.
Great. Thank you, Janet. If you have input on seminar topics, please reach out to Pastor Bolt, Janet, or myself, Ronnie Hull. We are always glad to hear from you as we expand and strengthen the seniors ministry at First Pres. Thanks again for listening to this first episode of the Senior Connect podcast. I leave you with this reminder from Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.